Good morning. The other day, I met with a friend of mine. His name is Mike Rowan, who travels an awful lot. About how much, Mike?
Oh, 53 miles per hour, about.
Every hour of the day, week, month, year?
Yeah, if you take the number of miles I travel per day over a month and divide them into the number of hours there are in a month, it comes out to about 53.
Yeah. Now, I mentioned to you before that they were widening the streets in the city as an attempt to deal with a traffic problem and decreasing the size of the sidewalks. Do you have any thought about that?
Yeah, it doesn't make sense, Tony. What they should be doing is the opposite thing. They should be increasing the size of the sidewalks and decreasing the number of streets.
How would that help the traffic problem?
Well, it would keep cars off the streets, Tony, and this sounds like a ridiculous attitude, but they did it in London, and it made a lot of sense. There are X number of cars being built every year, and there are more and more people in the country and in the cities every year, and there simply aren't enough streets for the cars to run on, and so there's a point at which you have to prevent cars from getting in the city.
Well, I feel that we handle vertical travel in the city much better than horizontal travel. Any comment on this?
Well, Buckminster Fuller makes a great point on that. He says that the technology developed in vertical kinds of flight, elevators, airplanes, and so on, has propelled itself and executed itself at a much greater rate. Technological rate than any horizontal traffic, and that might be because of the fear of falling. But the fact of the matter is that most of our deaths and so on are horizontal because of traffic fatalities, and airplanes are very safe. I feel much safer flying from New York to Washington or L.A. to Las Vegas or Miami to Providence than I do driving from the airport home.
And an interesting thing is the fact that we have zoned travel, the zones of transportation right next to each other in the big buildings. I mean, certain elevators carry people from the first to the eighth floor and from the others from the ground to the 21st floor and so forth.
Yeah, and if the same concepts that were used in vertical transportation technology were used in horizontal transportation technology, conveyor belts, monorails, and so on, there would be far less problem with transportation in cities and in getting lots of people in cities in a comfortable and clear way.
I mean, if we had a good transportation system going into the nearby suburbs, we could do away with all those cars jamming up the roads. And
transportation is a system, of course, and the more people you have using mass transit and public transit, and the more amenable public transportation is, the less people will use private transportation. And in this country, the use of private space requires that people drive in one person per car, which fills up the street and so on. And so the answer to this apparently is close the streets off in a way by reducing the number of streets, increasing the size of the sidewalk so people will walk on the street and use public transportation eventually. And in a way, that will solve part of your crime problem on the streets too, because you'll have more eyes on the street.
Well, it sounds exciting and meaningful, and I think only one bad effect I can see in that is that there wouldn't be so many people stuck in cars to listen to our program like they are able to this morning. So thank you, Mike,
and
I'll see you soon.